Yeah, welcome along. It's another PJ and James after show show.
After Almost show show podcast. There. That's what it is. It must be Thursday.
Yeah.
So there you go. Happy very nearly there the weekend, everybody. You shower of hoping people. I don't know what I'm on about today.
Wow, yeah. You've been at the sherry again, have you?
Yeah, no, I haven't. I'm just bursting for a wee, so we need to get this
You're
done
bursting
quick.
For a wee?
Yeah, but I left it too late. You know what I mean? And anyway, it doesn't matter. Like I said to you before.
Will I just press pause?
No, doesn't matter. Like I said to you before, I'm
so this is going to be known as the wee episode.
Well, no, let's see how it goes. It could be just a 5 minute taking a wee in the jocks episode. We don't know.
Wow, that would actually make it very popular because Andy Bad News was on at me about promoting the podcast.
Oh, was he?
And the after show. And I mean, if you were to piss your pants, that could go potentially viral.
Well,
that would
video,
be a good promotional
maybe.
Tool.
Yeah, it's more of a video, more of a vidcast than a podcast. Then, yeah. But yeah, I said it to you before. Sure, I've been bursting to go for a piss since 10 years ago. That happens. Yeah. You get to a certain age, you go for a piss, and then you come back. And go, how are we getting on? Oh, grand. I'm bursting to go to the toilet. Like, why don't you go? I've just been. You don't understand what I'm saying to you.
Yeah.
I am in a constant state and need of going to the toilet. You know what I mean? And then you get caught out.
Is it a full blown need to go, or is it that sort of? Is it that funny sensation you get sometimes
flow.
When
it's
you feel like you haven't gone enough?
Yeah. You can always squeeze out, you know. And then you know the old saying, no matter how much you jump and you dance, you're always going to get a few drops in your pants.
Is that
you know
an old saying? I haven't heard that saying.
Yeah. You know, no matter how much you jump and you dance, you're always going to get some drops in your pants. Yeah, that's a saying.
Wow.
Now, I don't know who says it.
And who's it aimed at? Everybody.
Men!
Oh, men.
With their Mickeys hanging out. That's who it's aimed at.
Right.
Because you know the way it happens.
After the shaky shaky.
Well, yeah, you do. You stand there and you drain the spuds, right? And then you're doing your waiting. So the spuds are drained. And then you're standing there and you're doing the shake, shake, shake. Shake your willy. Shake your willy. Shake, shake, shake. You do all that.
Do you and sing then, along with it as
and
well?
Then, yeah, you have to. It's like it's like when you learn CPR.
Yeah.
You know, you have to do it to staying alive.
Yeah.
I can tell by the way I move my hips in a woman's mouth. No time to... You do that. But you hold your little Mickey, you have to go shake, shake, shake. Shake, shake, shake. Shake your willy.
Yeah.
Shake your willy. And that you put it back in. And then for some reason, your willy goes, oh yeah, I forgot. And spits out and you get a map of Africa down the side of your trousers.
Which, to
be fair...
You ever
get the map of Africa? It's so embarrassing.
It's the most embarrassing thing for a lad.
Oh, I was about to go on stage at Vicar Street once and I got the pre-stage, like, whoa, I need to go to the toilet.
Yeah.
And they were like, grand. And I was like that, to Eric Lawler, was the MC, and I was like, one more minute, you know?
Yeah.
Went up to drain the spuds, willy out, shake, 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 shake your willy. Didn't have too much time, so I couldn't get the extra, shake your willy.
Yeah.
So shoved it in, map of Africa. I'd walk out in front of 1,100 people with a map of Africa on the trousers. It was the most embarrassing thing.
And did you do the comedian thing of drawing attention to it?
No.
Would you look at this?
No, I was too... No, I just pissed me trousers, everybody. No.
Because at least you see you'll be in a profession where you could turn it to your advantage.
I ended up spraying
pretend
water
like you
around
did it deliberately.
The trouser area anyway, so it just looked like maybe there was a splashing.
Yeah. Because that's actually worse, isn't it? As if you've gone
disgusting.
To the, if you've gone to the extent of making sure that everything has fully drained... Right, and everything's good, and you've sorted, and it's back in its pouch, and then you wash your hands, and it's an unfamiliar tap that you know you flick it on and it goes,
yeah, all over
everywhere,
you.
And then suddenly you've got not only Africa,
you're spraying.
You've got all the continents,
you've got the Hawaiian Islands, and the Greek Islands, and all over your cacks.
Yeah, and you haven't done that wrong.
God,
except trying to wash your hands.
Remember the days when you never had to worry about that because you're only little. Remember you go when you're little and you go to Crow Park with your dad and all. And you take your trousers and your jocks and all down as far as your ankles. Remember that?
Yeah.
So you're just standing there with like everything.
That's you know what that was.
Hanging
that's
out.
Because when we were kids, right,
and then your dad
shorts
picked you
didn't
up.
Have things like, you know, zips and buttons or whatever. They were just basically, they were just like short
shaped
nappies. They just pulled up on you. That's all that happened.
And
that's what shorts were. Elasticated waist.
Ah, yeah. Well, you wouldn't be that. Like you'd be 14 or something and your dad. Oh. But you know what I mean? You'd be a little kid, you'd be in Crow Park, and your cacks would be right down around your ankles. Your boy knickers on your trousers down, and you're just there with your little horn cock. Because you know the way you're like when you're small, your willy has a permanent like little hook. It doesn't hang down, it's not heavy enough. So it just sort of sticks out like a little miniature hook, like a bird's beak. It is like a bird's beak. And you do your wee, and then your dad goes, you're finished. And he'd grab you by the shoulders and shake it.
Yeah.
And you'd be like, we're doing the twist. little fella in the toilet. He has a hat on, little piss.
And that was the other thing, because then, in those days, everything had to be, you just had to participate in. There'd be no such thing as like sections or whatever. You just had to, you had to shoulder your way in to a urinal.
Oh, yeah.
With huge lads around
huge
you.
Huge lads, and because it was the funnel. There was no such thing as a urinal. Absolutely. It was just a big funnel.
It was
big,
basically just a, it was just a wet wall.
Big wet wall.
A wet wall. As
and
well.
Your head is right the same level as some fucker's Mickey.
Yeah.
And he'd be there like with heavy flow.
Yeah.
And you're getting like piss back on your chest and all. You're getting all these like piss drops on your chest. You're like, and your dad going, have you gone yet? You're like, no, I can't go.
I can't concentrate.
And there's piss and all like, and the smell of and the steam.
The smell in Jackson. Maybe it was because we were closer to the ground and we got more of it.
That's what it was. Yeah, your nose is practically in it. And you're there, have you gone yet? Yeah. No! And you're trying, and like you look side to side, and there's just this big hairy old flute of a Dubliner. And you look to your left, and there's some bog man's onion bag hanging out. You're there, oh, this is disgusting. And you're there,
you'd get those lads who wouldn't even stand on the step bit. You know the step bit?
Yeah!
You'd
get lads they that stand would
stand
back!
Stand behind the step.
Yeah!
And that way, and all you're doing is creating more area of...
More area of splashback and flow.
So you're, disintegration.
You're standing, if you move a second to the right, you're going to get a shoulder full of piss. Hit by the stream. Oh, man.
Jeez, how did we ever make it to adulthood?
I don't know. I look at it now. And
you talk about fucking germs now and the big paranoia about germs. People were pissing on us
when
we were children.
I'd be in public toilets and I see dads and all bringing their kids into the stalls now. They bring them into the stalls and you can hear them having the conversation. It always makes me laugh.
Yeah.
You know, you have them going, Dad! Yeah! Oh, and then, you know, like kids want to do everything themselves at a certain age.
Yeah.
And your dad's there. Are you ready? Yeah. Okay. Down to me poo now. Yeah. Just do it.
Yeah.
Oh, there's one. And it's like, Jesus Christ. And, but they all go into the stall. There's not, like, are they for their wee and everything?
Yeah,
it's so much more dignified than the crap we have to
put up with. And nowadays, you know, we're all very conscious of, like, you know, anything happening to anybody. And
so everybody has to be, and all,
it had to be accompanied. Back then, it was like,
go on.
Yeah, but I am the man and all.
What?
Yeah, and what are you? Get in. Go on.
Hang on
a second. Let's say to this big hairy lad. Sorry, are you going in there? Would you take him in with you?
Just take him in with you. just a different world.
Different world.
I will say, you know what I mean. There's some things that you look at young people now. Young people being people in their 30s.
Yeah.
And you think, ah, yeah, fair. I know you. Soft as hell, shite. But then you look at others and go, oh, that's only right, mad.
Yeah.
I can't believe
in fairness,
I was getting slashed on Trivy Summers.
Probably not best to be pissed on if you can avoid
it.
Yeah.
Even now, though, when I go to Crow Park now, and I always forget when the championship comes, I end up in my shorts. And it's such a flashback. Because you just feel, you're just there having a slash and then some lad beside you. Hell, better out than in. Well, one up the dubs. Wiggling his cock. And then you get all this pisses. I feel it on my legs, on my skin. In me shorts, I'm like, why did I do this again? I should turn around from the Orne Loi next time I go in.
Turn around in mid, kind of, you know, no sort of awareness of where it should be going. They turn around to speak to you. Did you see? I tell you something. Did you see Blumen? What's his name? Brogan in the fourth half there, and he turned around to speak to you.
Talking to you, and then take his hand off as Mickey and go, oh, how are you, Pedro? And shakes his hand. He wants to shake her hand. Next time I go in, I've decided I've got to do it different. I know how to get space now, actually, if you think about it. As a 44-year-old man, or I'll be 45 when the championship starts again. Walk in, do what the kids do. Cacks right down to the angles. Jocks down to the angles.
So you have it to yourself.
Yeah, and then as soon as you're ready to start pissing, just let off the biggest fart you can. Look around. What? Bear it out there then. You know what I mean? What? Hey!
Can you imagine that?
Imagine.
Can you imagine a load of lads?
Dude, the whole
walls, urinal wall things. Or even if it was the separate ones, and some lad actually taking his trousers and his jocks down to his ankles and standing there.
Blows out a fart and then just stands there having a piss. The whole place silent. And his mate sitting next to him in the urinal having a shite.
Because the thing about it is, right, if you walked in, right, and some lad was doing that, you know the way you walk in, you're looking for... whatever. There's always, you know, the way there's a sort of an unwritten rule, an unwritten etiquette about where you go depending on what urinal is free, and basically you're looking for the one furthest away from any other
from
human
the other
being.
Humans,
exactly. But I mean, if there was a lad there,
he's in the middle one, on his own.
I mean, you'd literally, even if all the other ones were free, you go, I'll leave it.
Well, I just go on my trousers, and it's too weird going in there. Yeah, yeah, that's
that'd be amazing.
Just standing there with your Mickey out in your trousers down reading a newspaper. It's like you've been doing loads of pisses. Yeah,
that
yeah.
That would be an epic result.
It would be, yeah, yeah. Probably more interesting.
I mean, I'm assuming... No, actually, no, that was a stupid thing I was going to say there. I was going to say I'm assuming it's not, you know, that there's some sort of equivalent for women when they were young. But they would never... No,
I don't know.
Women never had to endure any of that
I
sort of...
I don't think
like,
they did.
You know,
women,
even as little girls, they wouldn't have had to endure that sort of
no,
stuff.
No, I don't think so. And then as an adult then, like I was telling you this before, you know, when I joined the new gym, I couldn't believe the carry-on of the outfielders in there. I couldn't believe it. I went in and there was a fella, I told you, and he was wearing nothing but his socks and a t-shirt, drying his balls with the hairdryer. Like, that is outrageously bad manners.
Yeah. Yeah, I've seen lads do that in my own gym as
well. He's wearing socks and a t-shirt, right? Yeah. And he's literally standing there with the hairdryer, drying the balls off himself. Big owl lad. His balls were as long. And they were near down to his knee, blowing them around in like a couple of screwballs in the wind. Yeah. Disgraceful.
Like a set of clackers.
Like a set of clackers. Like just, and they're twisting around each other and blowing. And like, you know, when they watch a cartoon and you're standing on someone's foot and their tonsils come out. Yeah. That's what he was like. Absolutely outrageous. Absolutely.
What an image that is.
Yeah, absolutely outrageous.
Standing on that bloke's toe and his ball sack and go,
screams like his balls were screaming, yeah.
Oh
and not a bother on him, talking to people.
Yeah.
How are you
lots
doing?
Of people, lots of lads do that. They use the hairdryer and it's under their arms and it's their balls and the hair
don't
on their arse.
Don't be sticking the hairdryer up
your
hole. What are you doing?
Thankfully, from my point of view, it's not a big concern. Me and hairdryers haven't had a relationship in about 20 years.
Yeah, but that's maybe because your man that was drying his balls had a lick of hair in his head.
And so he tried, I'm getting me value out of it.
He just, fuck that. Drying the balls off himself. It's disgusting.
That's the ultimate
they
value.
Signs
I paid
up.
300 quid to be a member of this gym. I'm getting some. Here, give us that hair.
Yeah.
You have no hair. Don't I fucking have down here?
Yeah, at that age, he thinks everyone's robbing him. Who the fucking get value out of this? If it kills me. Drying his feet and all.
Oh.
Unbelievable. Like, and they have to put signs up now that the hair dryers are just for hair. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, they can't say, don't use it on your bollocks. So they have to put signs of only for hair.
Yeah.
But they still, the lads go in and they don't care. They don't care.
It's like there's a sign up in our gym that says appropriate swimwear must be worn in the things like the jacuzzi and the saunas and all that sort of carry on or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. Because you get lads just cutting a bit out of a swimming hat.
No, that's what I'm saying. Because you'd get lads going in their skid marked boxers and all. I mean, you don't want that carry on.
Jesus Christ.
Especially not in a jacuzzi.
Imagine. Some fella with big dirty brown line up the back of him. And he, do you know what he's telling everyone? You know that old bollocks is telling everyone. So I love it there. You always have the place to yourself.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah, because other lads have walked in and went, oh, for fuck's sake.
Yeah, and then everyone else is going, oh, here's fucking Eddie shit the cats quick. Get out of the bleeding jacuzzi. And he's there with the big brown stripe.
Yeah, who is that?
Unbelievable, yeah.
Soft, eh?
Oh, yeah. You'll see him walking around with his hand up, wondering why he's itchy all the time. Because you don't clean your arse. You beggar.
You beggar.
Clean yourself, you know what I mean? Stick a baby wipe up there or something. Just sort yourself out.
Yeah. Like lads who get into those things without having gotten in the shower first.
Yeah.
What's that about?
I never know. And you
it's
know
like
you feel coming because they're bone dry.
They think they're fucking... It's like it's a bubble bath for them or something.
Yeah. They're going to wash themselves. But you sitting in it. You're sitting in it.
Jesus.
And then a lad gets in and starts rubbing himself. Under his arms now. You know, commenting on this.
Tough today, huh?
Jeez, the short was disgusting. And he's washing himself, sitting in the thing with you.
Yeah. Animals.
You know, animals.
The lot of yous.
You feel like pushing out a trout yourself and going, now you deal with it. You deal with it. And then you'd be the one that gets banned.
Yeah.
You'd be there going, what did I do? Your man Dorothy Cax has been in here for 6 months scaring people.
Yeah, I do one shit in the jacuzzi.
Yeah, and sweaty
and
piss comes in
anymore.
I drop one trout in and the whole place goes mad. Outrageous. You can do nothing right. That's what you'd be thinking.
Oh, I'll tell you something. People don't realise the minefield that physical fitness is.
I know, yeah. All of this and nobody's even done any exercise. Yeah. You know, Devin, that's the thing, lads. I'm going down to the gym for a couple of hours. What do you do? What did I do? Oh, yeah. Well, I went to the jacuzzi, the steam room. Yeah. And then I had a poo and I went home. Yeah, great it is. I love the gym. I feel it much better.
Yeah.
Not losing any weight, but yeah, it's great for the head. Great for the head.
Yeah. And I don't get as many complaints on the bus about the smell anymore either. It's fantastic.
Yeah, unreal. Yeah, yeah. Well, I do. Well, not on the way home. On the way in, they'd be giving out. Try and clean my arse next to your man with the tattoos yet.
Ah, good luck.